This memorial is one of London's little mysteries. In 1866, an oak tree in Hyde Park became the focus of protests by the Reform League, a group campaigning to give all adult men the right to vote. The tree became known as the Reformers' Tree, and, during one protest, was set on fire, leaving nothing behind but a charred stump. However, that stump became a rallying point and a symbol of discontent with society. It soon became used as a rallying point, a public notice board, as well as a popular symbol of the right for people to assemble in the park. Not long after, in 1872, Speaker's Corner was officially designated by Parliament, and that then became the location for public speaking and protests. In the year 2000, on what was proclaimed to be the site of the original Reformers' Tree, this mosaic, made of black and white pebbles, was unveiled by politician Tony Benn, placed here to commemorate the history that took place on this site. But the history of this site, and the monument, may not be so straightforward. The memorial features a carving that states, quote, "This mosaic has been designed to commemorate the Reformers' Tree. A new oak tree was planted by the then Prime Minister James Callaghan on 7th of November 1977, on the spot where the Reformers' Tree was thought to have stood." This would imply that the mosaic is not marking the original site, but there are also no new oak trees nearby that can be identified as one planted by the Prime Minister. An 1866 painting of a meeting at the Reformers' Tree features a tree, yes, but an elm, not an oak. And an ex-police sergeant who worked for over 2 decades in Hyde Park wrote that the tree was already dead before the Reformers began meeting there, and then went on to write that there was indeed a tree set on fire nearby, but it was caused by, quote, "mischievous schoolboys" and had nothing to do with any protests or riots. So the truth of the Reformers' Tree is, as of yet, to be uncovered. Surrounding the monument on the ground, you will notice small arrows dictating different directions. Locate the one that says the Old Police House and take the path it indicates. Walk until you reach the large brick house, the Old Police House, still a working police station. There, turn left and walk along the front of the police house. Walk until the path dead ends at a body of water, the Serpentine. Turn right and walk along the water, playing the clip as you go. Note that when the path eventually splits into two, take the right fork up toward the bridge you'll see ahead of you.